Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters!
Can't even. I fucking paid someone to clean out my goddamn chimney.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to get caps put on it.
And you didn't, so this is your fault.
The caps were $500 to get done. They're like $60 to buy at the store. They were going to charge us $500.
I mean, that's too much.
So we politely declined
uh-huh.
the quote.
Yep, but...
Then, we're going to do it ourselves.
But then you didn't.
And now there's fucking birds in my goddamn chimney. After I just paid someone $200 to clean out my chimney and give me an assessment of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm pissed.
I mean, I would be too, but also you didn't put anything to not make the birds come back.
I haven't had time.
I'm just saying. It's like when you treat a yeast infection and then just start wearing panty liners again. And then you're like, why do I have a yeast infection again? And it's because you didn't change your behavior and you just keep getting bird infections. Did I do it right?
You did. Oh, fuck. I'm so annoyed. Those fuckers get so loud.
I know. They're awful. They're awful.
They're going to live there all goddamn summer.
Yeah, they are.
Fucking Scott.
Let's blame him.
It is. He had to have a house.
Yeah.
I was happy living in a tiny ass apartment.
Can we smoke him out?
There's actually a crack in the inner lining of my fireplace.
I see.
So it's advice that we never use it until we get it fixed.
I see. But, I mean, I wasn't talking about actually having a fire. Like, let's just, like, burn some wet wood. So that it smokes a lot.
It will fill up my house full of smoke.
You open the flue and you close the thing.
Yeah.
Open flue, close thing. All right, I'm going to ask my dad about this because he's really good at things.
Okay.
Maybe he'll have a good idea.
You smoke him out?
I don't know. I just made that up. I don't even know if that's a thing. Have you ever... There's like one of my favorite tweets and it's...
I guess it depends
It says, stop sending firefighters to save cats. Just get giraffes to do it. I have no idea if that would work.
Well, I agree. You should stop sending firefighters to save cats. That's bullshit.
Just get the giraffes to do it.
Your cat will jump out of the tree eventually.
Yeah.
When they're fucking hungry.
Right. They're animals. They got up there. They'll figure it out.
Man. Hey, Megs.
Hi.
I hope everyone enjoyed our Prelude and PenguinCon episode.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't listened to the PenguinCon episode.
Me neither. I'm scared.
Though the bits and pieces that I did listen to seemed all right.
I'm scared.
Seemed all right.
Can I read you my list tonight?
Yes.
It's very short. I have other things, but just... We can go back and like tell the stories of these. One, dating is... total crap. Drag Race is also total crap. Game of Thrones is the most total crap. So
on a scale of crap to total crap.
Yeah.
Life is total crap right
Life's
now.
Life's total crap.
Do you want to go to LA with us?
Yeah, kind of, but, you know, it's actually, like, my seniors are coming up on their final week
because
it's before
yes.
Memorial Day.
Yes. Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Tina's missing half of her last week of school before exams.
I mean, it's not like she's not going to pass.
It's true.
She's very smart.
She's not allowed to take any books on vacation.
Let's see who wins this one.
I said it. I said it back in November when we bought tickets.
Yeah, I know you said it.
She agreed.
She's going to try to sneak books.
Not allowed.
I mean, do you think I'm wrong?
I don't know. She can only take so much, so.
That's right. She can only take so much.
Man. So Disney vacay soon.
Yeah. So, like, already, like, next week we won't record.
Right.
Because you will be
in San Diego next Tuesday. In
San Diego.
So, I'm in San Diego today when you're listening to this, people.
What the what?
What the what?
What the what?
I'll produce this week and have it post on Tuesday.
What up?
Because I upgraded our membership and I can do that shit now.
And then the Tuesday after that.
Is exams.
Is, no, my seniors are already done. They're done before Memorial Day. Next week is my seniors' exams.
Oh, next week is the Brighton's last week of school and then senior exams.
Mm. No, my kids always graduate the first weekend in June.
So June 1st?
Yeah.
And Brighton's graduating June 8th.
Oh, no, wait. I wonder if it's the 8th. I actually don't know. I don't remember. Now I'm all lost. It doesn't matter, ultimately. And then 14th is when my other kids are done with school. Like, bam, 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 I'm almost done with school.
Hey!
I'm nervous about it. I don't feel like I have enough money right now. Where'd all my money go? Who took my money?
I did. I've been shopping with it.
Ugh, woof. I have two car repairs that need to be done. One is my air conditioning.
Yeah, you don't need that.
I do, though.
It's not Florida.
I get so car sick. I used to get car sick all the time when I didn't have air in my previous cars. I get, when it's warm out and I'm driving, my face looks like how it looks when I'm drinking, and I get sick. I get car sick. My air conditioning works now, but it has a leak. So I could just keep paying to charge it, but that's a dumb choice. But also, it's going to be expensive to fix, and I need new tires. So.
Oh, yeah.
But I've had these 2.5 years, and, you know, sometimes you live on a dirt road and your tires wear down really fast.
That is true.
Also, my mom and I had to fix the same wheel bearing on our car within weeks of each other. And my dad was like, was it the right front? And we were both like, yes. And he was like, it's the pothole at the end of the road. And I was like,
oh,
like no matter how slowly you go through it, I go through it like 2 miles an hour every time. You're still like, ka-thunk. Uh-huh. Like there's no getting around it.
Yeah. Sometimes dads are smart.
It's just huge. You could swim in it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it?
So while we're out, we've been working on redoing Catherine's room.
Yeah.
I thought if we redesigned it and she had an opinion about it, she might take care of it better.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how that's really working out to this point. So then I asked my parents to do a while you were out when we're in California.
Yeah.
My dad's been working on making her a little loft bed.
Cute.
Like, you know, only like 4 feet high.
Yeah.
Because I still have to be able to pick her up and put her in it. And so they're gonna order a bed tomorrow. It's gonna be delivered Friday. And they're gonna finish redecorating her room. So when she comes home, she'll have a new bedroom.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Parents love doing shit like that.
Yep.
They live for while you were outing people.
Yep.
Mom's like, I've been wanting to redecorate your house for years. Like, Mom, we just moved in 3 years ago.
I was going to say, you haven't lived here that long.
I know.
God damn it, Cheryl.
I like my house.
I love your house.
Go suck a bag of dicks, Mom.
Your yeah.
Sorry my house isn't eclectic and full of shit like yours. Unnecessary shit.
What does she think she's going to do?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It took me 2 years to hang up my pictures.
I know it did.
It's a commitment. Anywho. So, California, yay!
Yay!
Disney, Anaheim.
Yay!
San Diego.
Yay!
We're going to hit up the tide pools at dawn.
That's going to be fun.
Our Airbnb's 0.7 miles from the beach.
Ooh.
So we're going to walk down to Ocean Beach.
Ooh.
Yeah, do the Midway. Probably do Point Loma. I'm sure my uncle will give us the Top Gun tour.
Mm-hmm.
So, they love that shit. Yeah, anyway.
All right, so, back to my list of crap.
Yes,
dating,
list of crap.
Dating is total crap. So, on the podcast, I gave just like a brief thing about this guy who I'd been seeing since December. We texted every day, except for like 4 days out of those 4 months. Being all like, oh, I met your friend at a party. And like loving all of her stuff on social media. And then being like, you want to have a threesome with you and your childhood friend? And I was like, no. And I kept telling her that I really liked him. And then I was like, I really like him. And then she was like, oh, I didn't realize that you meant you really liked him. You didn't say you liked him. You didn't say liked him twice, so I didn't know. That's not exactly what she said, you guys. But I'm just, you know, surmising. Summarizing? I'm smizing.
I'm smizing.
And smizing. So she and he went to a party together on Friday and totally hooked up. And there's pictures. And I feel like crap. And I messaged her and I was like, I want to tell you to go fuck yourself. But I feel like I might regret that later. But also, go fuck yourself. So,
fuck yourself.
So I've been feeling terrible about that. Like, he rejected me in this, like, fairly cruel way to be like, you know, your friend is better. She's prettier and more interesting. Probably not even more interesting because he doesn't seem to particularly care about that. Although she is interesting. I like her. Liked her. But like, she's pretty and new. So I'm going to do that.
Like, yeah. I think some people use this poly / swinging lifestyle as an excuse to be assholes.
Yeah,
well, that's the community. That's how we are.
Yeah,
we just fuck anyone we want, anytime we want. No, asshole.
Right.
There's a lot of communication and permissions and adult discussions that go on in the community. And if you don't get that, then you don't belong in it. So get the fuck out.
I wrote about that today, and then one of my friends wrote this response to my thing. So my thing was just like, be fucking nice. Treat people like people. And she said, I've unfortunately run into more than a handful of people who use polyamory as an excuse to treat you like shit. Additionally, they use the theory / idea of polyamory to gaslight you into believing the reason you're upset is because you're insecure, jealous, too brainwashed with the mononormativity, and not open-minded enough, possessive, incapable of... I don't know what that word is. I don't think it's a word. Or anything else they can come up with to make you believe it's your fault and your problem. It's not all at all the fact that they're simply just being shitty people. It's not your fault. Your feelings are valid. If it feels shitty, it's probably because it fucking is.
It's shitty. Yep.
And I was like, whoa, like your comment gave me goosebumps. And it's so true. And then another person commented, what's that phrase I came up with? Oh, yeah. He's poly for the pussy.
Hashtag poly for the pussy.
Hashtag poly for the
pussy. I think you need to make a t-shirt and start handing them out to dickheads.
Yeah. Oh, here. Or maybe just big buttons. Here.
Here, yeah.
Just so people know.
Ginormous ones.
About you. Oh, yeah. No, like I'm imagining the like.
How about like the 6-inch old style New Kids on the Block ones?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was
like
imagining.
The ones like that are as big as my tit.
Yeah.
Poly for the pussy, and make sure you put a little cute cartoon vagina on the bottom
obviously,
of it.
Obviously. Gotta have that little vulva.
I'm thinking black and hot pink.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag poly for the pussy.
Hashtag poly for the pussy.
I feel like we hashtagged a lot in the PenguinCon episode.
Maybe.
I'm sure it was all me.
Maybe we were drunken on a roll.
You know, like when you're drunk enough and like you...
Think it's funny?
You latch onto something, like get her done, and that's all you scream all night when you're drunk. Like that, except it was like hashtag get her done.
Yeah. So then I told all my girlfriends from college about it. But like, I don't tell them all my dating stories, you know, like I have too many. And people keep asking me like, why do you date so many crappy people? I'm like, you don't know till you know. You don't know somebody's shitty till they let you know that they're shitty.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask the world why so many people are shitty? Because that doesn't seem like a me problem. That seems like a everybody problem.
Yeah. Look who we elected.
Oh, my God. Right?
The king of shitty people.
Truly. So I told my girlfriends about, like, how bad I feel about all of this. And my one friend was like, you know, have you considered like not getting so emotionally involved all the time? Because it seems like you feel this way a lot. That you let, like, maybe you need to learn how to be more casual with dating. But like,
that wasn't the fucking point. You were just looking for support.
And when people do hurtful shit, it's hurtful. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if, like, I mean, the previous guy, the one who left in the middle of our date to go have sex, I didn't particularly care about him.
But that still fucking hurt.
That hurt. That was a hurtful act. That was a hurtful thing.
Yeah.
Being treated like shit makes you feel shitty, even if you don't particularly, like, have feelings for that person.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm mad at my friends. I'm mad at the guy. I'm mad at my friend who fucked the guy. I'm mad at everybody, and dating's crap, and I'm taking a break. I was at Abby's house on Thursday, and she was like, because she knows that I tell Abby everything. She knows that all my shit's fallen apart lately. She goes, who are you going to fuck now? And I was like, no one, Abby. I'm going to fuck no one now.
I'm fucking the V39. It warms up.
Yeah.
And is trimmed in rose gold.
Yeah.
That's who I'm fucking.
Drag Race.
Sold at shannonsparty.com.
Drag Race is also total crap. Shannon, it is so obvious that they're manipulating this season, where it's like three times this season the wrong person has gone home, or they shouldn't have been in the bottom in the first fucking place.
I'm nodding.
Yeah.
Slow nod. Slow black woman nod.
It's, it's so, like, I'm frustrated. I'm furious. And, like, they keep on protecting Silky, and they tell Silky she's great. And
she's still on?
Silky's still on.
Ah, she's the worst.
Yeah, I know. And somebody on Twitter was like, does everyone hate her because she's a black, fat black woman?
No, we hate her because she's a no-talent hack who wears clothes from Lane Bryant and just puts on a big-ass wig and fake lashes. That's why we hate her.
And she has a terrible attitude. So it was makeover week this week, and they had to make over the other drag queens, the past drag queens. And so she got Soju, who went home first, and she kept on, like, talking nice to Soju's face and to RuPaul and being like, yeah, I'm giving, like, Soju wasn't on long. I'm going to give her an opportunity to look amazing, blah, blah, blah. She made Soju look fucking terrible and trash talked her in the confessionals. Like, yeah. I don't enjoy bitches on Drag Race.
Shady ass bitches.
I don't enjoy shady ass bitches. They're not my favorite. I love the queens that are kind. Every year, I've always, except for like 2 years.
Ben de la Creme.
Latrice motherfucking Royale. Mm-hmm. Nina Flowers from season one.
Nina Flowers.
Loca. I even loved Bianca Del Rio.
Bianca was, she was shady, but she was kind.
She helped adore. Yeah. She helped adore Delano,
like,
with her.
She'd read your ass, and then she'd be like, bitch, come over here and let me fix your makeup.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I want someone who's kind. And Silky is the worst kind of person. She thinks she's nice, and she's so rude to everyone. She bullies Evie Oddly, and she was cruel to Soju, and I'm, like, not having it. And so she lip-synced against Nina West this week, and Nina had the words down, but, like, stood in one place, right? Yeah. She didn't move. It was kind of boring. And Silky was all over the goddamn place being a slob. A part of her costume fell off. She slipped on it. She did a wig reveal, but, like, not at a dramatic point in the music. She just walked away and ripped it off. Her other wig was totally in her face. She stood up on the wall, but, like, not with the music. It was and she didn't know her words. It was so fucking sloppy. So, yes. Nina should not have gone home. In the previous week, Suga should not have been in the bottom. Like, they are so clearly rigging it. You know, there have been times in the past where it's felt that way, or where I've questioned Rue's, like, choice, but I've never felt like I do this season where I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, yeah. It's just so clearly.
So who do you think Rue wants to win?
Silky! She just keeps saving her. I don't know. Her lip sync was bad. Like, I can't imagine her making it to the top. What I sort of think is that, so for like the first time on the show, two contestants are dating, like openly. And I think she wants to put them against each other in a lip sync for drama, you know, so she's trying to maneuver that.
Yeah.
I think that's there. And,
well, the producers are trying to do that, right, and making Rue do it.
Right. And then Silky and Evie have had this thing all season where they clash with each other. So I think they're trying to manufacture that.
Yep. For ratings.
Except
it's pissing people off.
It's pissing me off. Three times they've sent the wrong person home. Three whole times. I'm angry about it. And, like, since moving to VH1, only white queens have won. It's been forever since, I think Bob the Drag Queen. Well, Monet Exchange shares the title for All Stars 4, and she's black with a white lady. But I'm pretty sure the only reason Rue did that was because she didn't want another white person winning. But I'm pretty sure that the last time a woman of color won, a queen of color won, because they're not women, they're men, a queen of color won was season 8. And mm-hmm. we are on 11. And we've had 2 all-stars, maybe 3, since then. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
It's been a whole bunch of white ladies.
I want to see a Puerto Rican lady win.
Same. They never make it that far.
They always seem too green, too fresh.
Yeah. I know.
Just out.
I really loved Nina Flowers, yeah. And I really feel like still to this day, although maybe I'm wrong, I really feel like Nina lost Drag Race because English wasn't her first language.
Yeah.
Because the final challenge was the writing your lyrics, right? And Bibi Zaharbanay did that whole face, beauty, face, give me face, right? Mm-hmm. And Nina's was not good because English was not her first language.
Right.
And like, that fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But she lost that challenge because she couldn't write lyrics. Like, that sucks. But outside of Nina Flowers getting second place and then Alexis Mateo being in top 3 2 years later, when else has a Puerto Rican made it to the end? Yeah. Somebody tell me, when was it?
They usually go out early within the first, like, 5 episodes.
I know. That's what I'm getting at. I loved Alexis Mateo. Actually, no. Right now, Alexis Mateo's drag daughter, who's also, I don't think she's Puerto Rican, though. I think she's just Hispanic. Vanessa Vanjie Mateo is up there. She's another one who they've been
Vanessa
kind of,
Vagina Mateo?
Vanjie. It's for Banji. Vanessa Banji.
Yeah, I know.
Vanjie. Miss Vanjie.
Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie.
Yes. Now I'm looking her up.
Vanjie my vagina.
Yeah, I'm going to make you, just so that you have to deal with the pain that we had to deal with. I want to make you watch. Yeah, she's from Tampa, Vanjie is. So she's not actually, you know.
Florida trash.
Of Puerto Rican descent.
Yeah.
But not like how Nina was from Puerto Rico.
Right. Florida man.
I saved a Florida man recently. Let's read it.
Yeah.
It's very funny. It's from a couple years ago. Where is it? I can't find it now. Of course I can't. Man, 36, is rescued from an Orlando fountain in the middle of a lake after taking a large quantity of Molly, stealing a swan boat, and wanting to go be with the swans because they don't judge him.
Like Kelly posted something the other day. It was like, Florida man did blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, that's really tame for Florida man.
Look at his face.
I love it. He looks like Jason. I'm so confused.
Yeah. So he stole the swan boat.
Oh my God, it's a swan boat.
Yeah, while he was on Molly, but in the middle of the night. And they had to go rescue him because he wanted to be.
And it's a giant fountain. It's like that Chicago fountain, but in the middle of a lake.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He wanted to be with the swans because they don't judge him.
They don't.
They don't judge him.
They don't judge him.
I get that, though. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel that guy.
I feel you, man.
I feel you.
I feel you, Florida man.
All right, so last pile of crap, Game of Thrones is also a pile of crap.
I just wanted her to to fly up to the window.
Yeah.
Look Cersei in the eye.
And blast her in the face.
And light it up.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
I know.
That's all everyone wanted.
That's all we all wanted.
So why didn't the writers fucking do that?
I don't know.
No, we gotta spend an hour murdering everyone in the city.
I mean, it's just so dumb.
It was excessive. I get doing a little bit, especially like where the soldiers were hanging out.
Yeah.
But then just go for the prize.
Right.
You know, you don't need to destroy the whole city.
No, there was like a point in the show where I was like, bitch, you won like half an hour ago. What the fuck are you doing now? And she would like fly closer to the Red Keep and then fly away from it.
Yeah.
And like, let's go burn those people down there. That's where your people are standing. What in the fuck are you doing?
Right.
I'm just going to go around destroying the city for over an hour. It's insane. It was insanity. Let me read you the conversation I had with my brother.
I thought he doesn't watch it.
He doesn't. He hates it.
Yeah, I was passed the fuck out, so Maggie couldn't text me.
Normally I do.
Yeah, normally we're texting back and forth as we watch it. But yeah, anyway. That's all right.
It was so good.
It was excessive.
It was.
And then, like, Daenerys wants to get all up on Jon's dick, and he's like, woman, calm down. We're in the middle of a war. I will bang your pussy later.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. They're all like, and Jon's rejecting her. And I was like, is he, though?
No, he's just like, not right now. I'm just not in the mood. We're in the middle of a war. I'm not feeling it.
Like, you're my queen and I love you.
Yeah.
You know?
And then she's like, let's fuck. And he's like, not feeling it right now. Sorry. Okay.
So Sunday at 11:42.
I get John. Oh, no.
I just like, sorry. There's too much blood on my hands at the moment.
Too much going on in my head right now. Sorry.
I said, you were right all along. Martin has no idea what he's doing, and I literally don't care what happens next week. And Joseph said, quiet vindication. And I said, feel it. Soak it in.
I know, because I can see Joseph going, yes.
Yes. I said that once before, which was when they killed Jon Snow. And I was like, he has no idea what he's doing. But then they brought him back to life, and I was like, okay, he does have an idea what he's doing.
No, George R.R. Martin has no idea what he's doing. And I think the writers at HBO have ran out of patience as well.
Well, but George R.R. Martin has said many times, yes, this is what the books are going to end like. He has said it. He said, yes, this is the ending of the books.
Whatever.
So,
whatever, man.
I truly don't understand anything. Daenerys, that was not... I get her being mad. I get her being mad. They all credited the men for the stuff she did. You know? Like, I get it. They murdered her best friend, and none of the men are respecting her. Like, I get why she's pissed. I'd be pissed, too. But, like, not pissed enough to murder tens of thousands of people that I hoped to rule over.
Right. Well, she did promise to break the wheel.
Fucking broke it. You can't even use
it. Can't even rebuild it. Can't even
use it. Can't use the cart. Can't use any of it.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in the very last episode next Sunday.
I don't really care.
I'll be in San Diego. Oh, does that mean I'll get to watch it at 6 p.m.?
I have no idea if that's how that works.
I'll check my app.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a 2-hour finale?
No, we've already done the most.
We've done 2 hour-and-a-half episodes back-to-back.
Yeah, we've already done the longest ones. The longest one was actually the fight
White with Walker the White one. Walkers.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. That's all we got to say about that bullshit.
Total bullshit. I just don't care what I... Whatevs. Happens.
If HBO plays their cards right, this could go down as one of the most disappointing series finales ever.
It could.
Right up there with Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And Scrubs. And How I Met Your Mother.
Dexter. Dexter's way up there for people.
Oh, yeah. I never watched Dexter. So.
You want to know what's stupid about How I Met Your Mother to me? Because I actually didn't think that the finale was bad. In season
That was okay.
In season 5, the fans were like, why can't, like, Robin, we love Robin. We want Robin to be the mother. You know, like, the all of the, like, fan boards on Reddit, on fan sites. People are like, man, like, we, like, Robin is Ted's true love. We wish that Robin was the mother. So they were like, great, we're telling Ted and Robin's love story. And that's what they did.
Yeah.
It wasn't about How I Met Your Mother, you know? Like, it was about him growing up, and, like, it was about him and Robin's love story.
Yeah.
That's what that show was.
Did she have a bunch of dogs at the end of it again?
I don't know.
I forget, too.
The one thing that I thought was just completely stupid and unrealistic is that there is no way that, like, unpopular nothing restaurant in wherever they lived with the blue French horn was still open. There is no way.
In 20 years? Don't stay open for 20 years in Manhattan?
No, they do not.
You sure?
Yes. I am positive. I am 100% sure that, like, outside of some, like, chains and, like, New York, like, famous restaurants and, like, the very expensive, swankiest restaurants, no. There's no way that that, like, nothing...
Little French bistro in the Bronx stayed open.
There's no fucking way.
On the east side, wherever they lived.
Wherever they lived. No fucking... That's the one thing that infuriated me.
Dan Swapita.
There's... That was Swapita. Yes.
Downwind of the sewage treatment plant.
I have not forgotten. I know.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, no, people hated the whole last season of Dexter. But yeah, that one was one that people were really disappointed in.
I was pretty pleased with Parks and Rec.
So was I, actually.
I think they rounded it out pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of people thought that Breaking Bad had a really perfect ending. People were pretty happy with that. What other shows had good endings, you guys?
I refused to watch the last two episodes of Bones, so I don't know. I just didn't want it to end. I'm assuming it had an okay ending. It was a crime show, so it's not like there's a ton of loose ends to tie up. They already kind of got their happy ending within the show. Castle was a meh ending because it ended abruptly.
Yeah.
So they did tie a bunch of loose ends up, but there was still more story to tell.
Oh, you know which one I felt like was good was The Wire. If you ever watched that, I didn't like the ending because that made me mad, but also, like, it was just sad and upsetting. This list of the top 20 endings of all time is terrible. It's got some of the worst ones on here. You don't know shit.
Yeah, I can't think of any other huge shows that have ended recently. Oh, I heard Lost, like, was a really sucky ending.
Yeah, Lost was just on that list
of
the 20 best finales of all time. But people were furious about it. Yeah,
How did Alias end? I didn't really watch it.
The last season was disappointing. They killed her husband, and then everybody was so mad about it that they made it a, like, thing where he had to go into hiding, and he came.
They Bobby Ewinged him?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
They brought him back to life. And then they had their little, at the end was that their little family was living on a beach and that her old, like, boss would.
Her dad?
No, not her dad boss. Her dad boss died. Her old partner, the black guy, became the boss, and he would come to their beach home and ask them to do things every once in a while. The West Wing finale was good, right? Like, he gets on the plane and flies away, and we know the new guy becomes the president.
Isn't House of Cards ending soon?
I don't know. I stopped watching it. It actually got to the place for me where it was too crazy, where I was like, that was too insane. I didn't like it. I think it's very funny that Lost is on a bunch of these lists because fans of Lost hated it.
Buffy's ending was meh.
Buffy was on a bunch of the lists. That ending was meh.
I think the Angel ending was actually pretty good.
I actually
tied up a bunch of loose ends.
I never got to the end of Angel.
It's on Hulu.
30 Rock's been on a bunch of the lists, but I don't remember what happened in it. So it obviously didn't stick with me, but it also obviously didn't disappoint me. Angel's on this list. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at these lists. A lot of them have also had Friends. I did not watch Friends. I did not like Friends.
I think the Friends ending was okay. They just all kind of went their separate ways. It wasn't anything to write home about.
Yeah. They moved out. That's actually a like common thing for them to like move away from the set. Like people leaving the place that the shows are always taking place.
Yeah, Monica and Chandler got their baby and moved to the suburbs. And Phoebe married Paul Rudd. And Rachel and Ross moved to Paris with Ralph Lauren or whatever designer she was working with. So
Mad Men was on here. I never finished Mad Men. I got bored watching that show. There's a lot of shows that I've never watched. This one has Lost on the worst list, so that's good. Dexter's on the worst list. The Wire's on the best list, which I sort of agree with. Two and a Half Men's on the worst list. The Sopranos has been on a bunch of best lists, but I never watched that show. Seinfeld worst. The Office best. How I Met Your Mother worst. I just disagree with that. They were, yeah, and then Breaking Bad best. I think we've covered all the main ones. I just really don't think that How I Met Your Mother was so terrible.
Do you remember the MASH finale?
I never watched MASH.
I watched it in reruns. But they all just kind of went home. I remember crying, like, watching it. Because I watched MASH with my aunts and at my grandma's. And, well, maybe it was live then. I don't know. But they all, like, the war ended and they had this post with all their cities on it where they were from and how many miles away it was. And they all just took their piece of their sign and left. I was sad.
Cheers has been on a few best lists, too.
I watched Cheers because my dad liked it, but I don't remember how it ended.
I don't remember how it ended either. But I actually remember my mom and her like co-workers talking about it because we were at... This one says Friends is worst. Yeah, there's just a lot of that are contentious, I guess.
I don't remember how Frasier ended. They're going to bring Frasier back.
I don't really need that.
Yeah, that's what Ralph Garman was saying. We don't really need it. So... Thanks for asking.
I don't desire more Frasier. Like, meh. Let me tell you about my friend named Meh.
I think they were thinking of, like, making Frasier the cranky old dad, because his dad died in real life, and then having Freddie come in as, like, the Frasier trying to bring dad up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I remember Freddie being a jerk, so I really don't like that.
So I showed you an internet thing that you were unfamiliar with today. When you throw cheese on a baby.
Oh, yeah. Like, why would you waste cheese like that? And then she showed me, and I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
It's just Kraft singles.
I think we should throw them on my cats.
Yeah, some of the people did do cats.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll throw cheese on Zelda next time I'm there. But she's a little old. I don't know. She's not really talking yet.
She might laugh or cry.
She might laugh or cry.
It's 50-50.
Yep.
She'll either really love it or be like super shocked that her Aunt Maggie threw something at her face.
Well, you've seen the video of me with the rolling the pillow back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And she's super shocked that I roll the pillow at her. Mm-hmm. And starts crying. So that gives me fear.
Yeah, because all you do is show her love and support. And so for you to do something violent, like throw cheese at her face, I can see her being like shocked and then cry.
Yeah, she's shocked when I roll. It was like the 12th time we were rolling it back and forth, but she wasn't looking when I rolled it and it bumped into her very gently, and she starts crying because it's a pillow.
I know, crying babies is still funny too.
Yeah, that truly it is. I would feel guilty about that, though, making her cry. Oh, did I show you these? Did I show you the high five video?
High five.
High five.
High five.
And then she...
High like, five.
Oh, she's so cute.
Right? She just goes for it.
She says high five and hits you.
And then, but then she goes, eh, every time. And that's the part that I find hilarious. Like, eh.
Sponzy.
Eh. Yeah, definitely. Definitely that.
Oh, bad. It's a little summer TV season, which is non-existent.
It's better than it used to be.
Yeah, some stations do like summer seasons now, so.
And there's stuff on like Netflix. There's always new stuff. There's always new stuff on Netflix.
What is that medical drama I liked that took place in the Hamptons? Oh.
Like when we were children, there was truly nothing to watch in the summer. Mm-hmm. There's actually summer shows now, and there's Netflix releasing content all the time.
Dude, Disney Plus, when can I give it my money?
November 12th, my birthday. My birthday!
Why can't I just sign up now so I don't crash your site on November 12th?
Yeah, I think that they need to start early sign up for sure.
At least November 1st.
Yeah, they better.
Sign up now. Yes, please.
I agree. I told my parents, because November 12th is my birthday. And I was like, Mom, Dad, I'd better get Disney Plus for my fucking birthday. Oh, there was a whole reason that I brought up the cheese on a baby thing, which is that my friend and I are having a cheese-themed party over the weekend coming up, and I decided that we're going to throw cheese on a lady, and I'm going to let people throw cheese on me. For a party game.
I would throw one each on your boobs.
Thanks. That's really what I'm hoping for. Like, that's the dream.
I'm feeling you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Maybe have you turn around and throw one on your booty.
Oh, man. That's just the dream. I gotta wear cheese amazingly. So, yes, we're doing throw cheese on a lady instead of throw cheese on a baby for the party.
Put that on YouTube.
I'm sure people would love it.
Put on Facebook too.
I'm sure people would love it.
You just gotta put fuzzies over your boobies.
Yeah, we gotta fuzz it out. I don't know, my friend does suggestive pictures and gets in trouble for them all the time.
Yep.
Like, yeah, no, you can totally be a Nazi, but you cannot show nipple. You cannot show fuzzed out nipple. But definitely be a Nazi.
I said in a mom group that boys are wild animals, and I got flagged for hate speech.
Why?
I think YouTube flagged it. Not YouTube. Facebook flagged it. I don't think anyone reported it.
Yeah. If you say men are trash on Facebook, it gets taken down for hate speech.
Yeah.
So you can literally be like, I fucking hate those N-words and wish they would die in hell.
And it's okay.
And that's fine. But to be like, men are trash, that's hate speech.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. So I don't really feel like talking about this, but I just want to talk about what I said because it was very funny. You know my friend Melissa, who was at PenguinCon. So she messaged me about James Charles getting canceled, right? He got into a fight with his like mentor, and all of their drama just came gushing out, and she just reamed him up one side and down the other, and he lost a million followers over the weekend. And so I said to Melissa, wow, if we're rounding, that's a million more followers than I even have.
I like it.
Also, she got sterilized.
Yes.
Her sterilization was a fantastic thing, and she's having an un-baby shower.
Nice.
Right? And I agreed to do games and prizes. Do you remember, did you ever have that little fishing game where the fish come up and you have to try to catch a fish?
Yes.
Right? You remember that?
Yep.
So here's what I'm going to do.
It was magnetic.
Yes. I'm getting the fish game. And some of the fish are going to say Melissa's jeans on their little tails on the bottom. And some of them are going to say like Joni's and Matthew's. And if you successfully remove Melissa's jeans from the gene pool, you win. Tell me that's not delightful.
You're funny. That's funny.
Yeah, so I'm going to have like three of Melissa's jeans and then everybody, so you get to like fish and then, you know, if yours says Melissa's on the bottom, then you get the prize.
Nice. I like it.
I'm so proud.
I do. I like it.
I do too. And then one of the other things that I came up with, because you know how for baby showers, I like to play the Price is Right.
Right.
One of the things, so I'm doing that for Melissa, and I'm like going to get her condoms because you still don't want STDs, and I'm getting her cat food, cat toys, right, single lady stuff, some cheese, and a pet cactus. Because A, now she's barren, and B, who has cactuses in a house with children? Right. And I'm so proud of my cactus.
Like, will I do?
Oh, so did my parents. There was a time when I had a friend spending the night and we were sleeping on the fold-out couch together and I brushed past the cactus in the night not realizing where it was and got just like, I cried. I was like 9 and I just had a bunch of cactus spines in my legs, back of my thighs.
That's not good.
It was not awesome.
Have baby succulents, baby cactuses.
Yeah, no, my dad had large cactuses.
Yeah, no.
So I'm getting her.
You have large cactuses in the house with children.
I'm getting her a cactus.
I like it.
I was so tickled with myself. I'm very pleased with me. I don't think I have anything else to talk about. I'm out of things.
Yeah.
That was my whole list. I don't know. Life has just been hard. All of my favorite things have been terrible.
It's difficult when you look forward to something and then they turn out being shit.
Yeah.
I'm feeling you.
Like dating and Drag Race and Game of Thrones. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? Your delightful brunch.
Oh, yeah. Mother's Day brunch. I'm still exhausted from Mother's Day brunch.
You worked so hard. Like, I saw you putting out all the stuff and I was like, this is wholly unnecessary.
So tell everyone about the brunch experience, Maggie.
So Shannon had a whole thing with cocktails. So she had a Bloody Mary bar set up and then also stuff for mimosas and then also stuff for a pitcher of margaritas and also vodka so that you could make
screwdrivers.
So you could have all the breakfast boozes that you wanted. All right, let's see. Let's see what I'm forgetting. Let's see what I can remember. She had a charcuterie with meat and one with cheese. She had a bagel spread that had salmon, like the lox. Was it smoked?
Mm-hmm.
Smoked.
Well, it was a bunch of different flavors. It was lox.
Yes, bagels and lox and cream cheese and all of that stuff. She had scrambled eggs. She had roasted potatoes. She had so much dessert. I don't even remember what all everything was.
Oh, I asked people to bring dessert.
Yeah, but it was a lot of dessert. You ordered pizza. You baked a brie. You roasted
grapes.
What am I forgetting?
We forgot to make chicken and waffle sliders.
You were going to make chicken and waffle sliders?
And we forgot.
Oh.
But no one missed it.
Because you had so much food.
So much else food. All the other foods.
Yeah. I was just like trying a little of everything and I was like, wow, I am full.
Yeah, it seemed like the food like was pleasantly consumed. There wasn't a ton of leftovers, which is how I like to throw a party. I'd rather run out of food than like have a ton left over.
Yeah.
And I did have enough for a round two for some things. So people didn't eat the chicken salad. I don't think they realized it was chicken salad. I'm not sure why. I don't know.
People thought it was tuna. I had multiple people ask if it was tuna. And I kept telling them it was chicken.
Yeah. So.
So yeah. I think that might have been why the people didn't eat. Because they didn't like tuna salad. And they thought it was tuna.
Tuna has a way different texture look than chicken salad, though.
I know. It was because it was shredded.
That was like long, shredded, skinny chicken.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm smarter than everyone.
Now I'm going to have to put out little signs next year.
Yeah, because you're too stupid. Too stupid to know the difference between chicken of the sea.
Oh, I had flowers
for all the moms. Is it chicken or tuna?
Right? Chicken of the sea. I had flowers for all the moms, too.
My mom already decided that she is transplanting both of ours together into a pot to put on the back porch.
Aww.
For the summer.
Nice.
My mom already has a plan.
Nice. They get big. 25, 2 by 2. 25 by 25.
Yeah. Well, so. She's going to put them together, and we're going to have in a giant pot, and we're going to have a ton of begonia.
Yeah. I think I'm going to put two out front myself, because not everyone took them, so... I tried to give the last six to my mom, and she left them, conveniently left them all behind.
Mom! Cheryl!
Cheryl.
Cheryl!
Anyway, yeah, so Mother's Day brunch.
It was really nice.
I had all our family here, and then I have two really good girlfriends who are single moms, and so I invited them and all their kids over, and the kids all had a great time. They watched Harry Potter and ran around the house like crazy banshees. And
my mom said that she was trying to go into the bathroom while the kids were playing hide and seek, and they tried to run in there, and she was like, no! No!
That's funny. I'm totally getting that Game of Thrones decal for my toilet.
I think you should.
I gotta measure it, see how long I have to make it. So that it fits perfectly. Anyway, yeah. So, Mother's Day brunch, yay! Everyone had a good time.
Everyone did have a good time.
Oh, Megan and I made Dole Whip after everyone left. I meant to make that tonight for you.
It's okay. I have it. I haven't made it since January, but I have the mix and a machine that I got for Christmas. I'm glad that you had it and enjoyed it. And if you made it, I would 100% eat it. But I also, like, that's okay.
Yep.
That's good. You ready to wrap it up?
Yep. I'm ready to wrap it up like a dick.
I'm ready to wrap it up
like a dick. Because I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah. Internet thing of the week. This unpopular opinion: excessive amounts of melted cheese in food is gross and needs to stop as a trend. Response: anyways, while this loser is living a sad cheeseless life, I'll be melting a wheel of sharp cheddar cheese directly onto my naked body.
Hell yeah.
And I laughed really hard at that, enough to save it. So there you go.
There you go.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Melting it directly onto my naked body.
Called Naked Body Fondue.
Yeah. Oh, hilariously, little side story before we wrap it up, for real, for real. Last night I was at a, like, get-together, and this guy who I know, like, not super well, but, like, sort of know, he was like, Abby told me you would know what this was, and it was a guy with doing the raclette. And I was like, that's raclette! The giant wheel, though, like what we did at the thing where they're scraping it onto the plate. And I was like, let me tell you all about raclette. And he was like, Abby said you would know. And I was like, Abby was right. Abby knew.
Let me tell you all about the magical cheese called raclette.
Let me tell you about raclette. Oh, here. This is from one of the parties I went to over at PenguinCon.
That's fun.
Let's zoom in.
I feel like I might know some of those people.
That's Abby, and those are her two boyfriends.
Oh, okay.
And Abby's wearing the sorting hat, and Maggie is a goddamn wreck.
Oh, you look like you're having a good time.
Well, I mean, Jaja was having a good time.
Yeah, you were.
All right, so I thought you'd appreciate that. That was from the
photographic proof of your Hot Mess Express.
Hot Mess Express. Yep. All right. Let's wrap this shit up because I got really nothing else to say. Find us every... Oh, God. What? Hang on. Don't tell the people. 202?
202.
Great. Okay, cool. All right. Find us everywhere. All of the places, social media, at That More Thing. And you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie, at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon, at Shannon's Party.
And then this has been episode 202, I definitely knew that, of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye!
Bye!